This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All of his friends start college in August, and because he's going to California, they don't start school until September. Okay. And so he's like, this is such a bummer. Like, everybody's getting ready to take off, and I'm just going to be stuck here with you.
BJ.
I feel for him. No. Stuck here.
Stuck here with
you.
Me. With me.
Jamie.
I said, all right, well, then let's do something crazy. Let's go to Switzerland or something like that, somewhere we haven't been.
If he goes to Switzerland,
yeah,
he still has to go with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, howdy. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free, free. Put it on your phone, take a city where you go, and you'll get a podcast there, too. I'm in a bad mood today.
Why is that?
Well, somebody took my parking space.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, these workers that work in our building, they get here at, like, about the same time I pull in, and we race to the space.
Yeah.
He beat me.
Oh,
yeah, with his van. Did you notice this morning? Because you and I park in the same place every day. So does Carson.
No. I saw Schmidl's car.
You didn't see my truck?
I didn't see it. I hope nobody stole it.
What? Wait a minute.
I didn't see it out there.
It just got worse.
I didn't see it.
How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm good, except for look. Hold on. Let me show you.
What do you got going on?
I'm a fashion don't today.
Okay. Uh-oh. Don't. Don't. I'm a fashion don't every day. All right. Let me see here. Oh, my. Oh, my. She's got on baggy-ass jeans. I mean, and I use the word A. I mean, I literally mean that. The A is very baggy.
It's like MC Hammer.
You're losing too much weight.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, this is perfect. But these jeans are not.
No, the jeans.
I mean, it's like I'm a rapper.
Yeah. Lil' James.
Yeah, my crotch is down to my knees.
Yeah, they're really baggy.
I put them on, I was like, I should change. And I was like, nope, you're late. Just go.
We've gone too far.
But the good news is we have Crave Burgers coming in today. So I'll pack on a few pounds.
Oh.
What?
Did you guys, I had no idea.
You guys didn't know?
Why would you hear that?
Well, from our boss.
He told you the Crave Burgers are coming in?
In the 9 o'clock hour.
Now, have you ever had a Crave Burger?
I have not, but Oprah, who likes to eat, said it's her favorite burger.
If Oprah says it's hers, dude, that's like Jelly Roll saying it's his favorite.
Oh, my God.
Or Lizzo.
Oh, my God.
Lizzo would be the only one that she could top Oprah.
All right, I already did one mean thing. We don't need to keep piling on.
Crave Burger.
Yeah.
What time are we talking?
In the 9 o'clock hour, like I said about 5 minutes ago.
They can't be here in the next 15 minutes?
Yeah. I'm hungry now.
I know, sorry.
Let's rock and roll.
Yeah, right?
No kidding.
I gave myself room in my pants.
Hey, Spadell, can you look up where Crave Burger is located?
I believe it's Castle Rock.
I'll plug the hell out of them. Look, you bring free food to the studio.
Right?
BJ and Jamie is on your team, man.
Because we're eaters, too.
Yeah.
The only thing that stopped me is a damn shot. That's sad, isn't it?
That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
All right, Crave
Burger. That's why I was like, I didn't change clothes. I was just like, I got to give myself some room.
Jamie, that changed my whole attitude.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. It doesn't matter.
A parking space is a parking space.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
See?
Right.
We're just we're happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right, man. That's exciting to look forward to. Big Crave Burger morning.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
How's your basement going?
I was telling Carson earlier this morning, Yeah. We hired a good guy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because it's often that you don't when it comes to refinishing or remodeling, whatever. Construction around the house, you get some guy that shows up at 9 o'clock.
Or doesn't show up.
Or doesn't show up.
Yeah.
Goes to lunch at 11, comes back at 2, and leaves at 3. All right. And that's normally what you get. This guy shows up at 7:30 in the morning and leaves at 6:30 at night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow, he's a hard worker.
It's going to be done in no time.
He will bust it, man.
Nice.
He
good.
Calls upon me to help him a lot, though.
He does?
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
Wait, that wasn't in the bed, was it? Is that in the bed?
Manual labor?
Yeah.
Hey, BJ, can you, you got a second? Whenever he says that, I know what's coming. Hey, do you have a dolly?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a dolly. Why? Hey, let's move something around down here. I got some lumber I need to move.
Okay.
Let's use that.
But he's not asking you to actually help him. It's just moving stuff.
No. I guess his back was hurting yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And he needed me to lift.
Does he know about you?
Well,
and your back?
Well, once somebody beats you to the back excuse, it's hard to come in second.
Okay? That's true.
It's hard to bring that in as an excuse, too.
But I believe this is why you're hiring, so your back doesn't break.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to get to a point where I say, look, buddy, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. But I've not reached that point yet. I've been very tolerant, Jamie.
Well, so much for that. I got a good one.
Well, his time is good. He spends a lot of time at my house. Yeah. Maybe he hates his wife.
Maybe.
Just doesn't want to go home.
Yeah. Like when BJ's like, I'm like, hey, should we play best of? I'm going to be out. No, I'll work.
No.
You have no idea. Because here's the thing. If I stay at home, if I don't come into work, she gets up. Frog gets up. They're 6:30, something like that. I've not slept that much longer.
Right.
Maybe an hour and a half. But wah, I have to put up with, it's just not. Because Frog gets awfully cranky.
Yeah, well, cranky. Every kid does in the morning.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. And his crankiness starts another crankiness. And before you know it, it's cranky.
So he's like, I'll just work. I'll do the show with the boys. It's fine.
It's so peaceful. So peaceful here. Yeah. Wait for the house to clear out. They can go home.
Yeah.
When it's safe.
It's an easy life.
Oh, God.
All right, we have to take a break. We have a guest on coming up in about 35 minutes. The guy that's trying to raise money for the Copenhagen. He's in Copenhagen, extremely ill.
Yeah, it's not him. It's his son.
Yeah,
his son's coming up.
Yeah,
right?
He's unconscious,
Payne.
I believe.
I think his name's Payne, right?
Payne, yes.
He's coming on here in about, 45 minutes or so. But that GoFundMe they have, and this guy's trying to get home, and the money is tight, and it takes a lot of money to get here because they have to use a medical plane. It's like $150,000 on GoFundMe, but now it's at $80,000.
Oh, is it really? Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And I think after today, it's going to go up a lot.
Did you donate?
No.
Huh.
I'm waiting to see where we're at the end of the day. I got a basement I'm doing, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is someone's life.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. All right, I'll give a couple of bucks.
Yeah,
no
that would be nice.
No
like,
problem.
Even if you can get $5.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's not so bad to stay home.
What? What is that? It's just you gamble every single day. You can give this guy some money.
Not every day.
Yes, you do.
364 days a year. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Today, 7:30. 7:30 for your chance to win.
Play.
Yep. Going to be at Empower Field next summer. And we've got your tickets 7:30 this morning. So yesterday, Jamie.
Yep.
I went over to Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that place.
I know you do.
I swear, man. And you have made a huge mistake because I gave you a card, a membership for Costco.
Yeah.
Last Christmas, was it?
It was, yes.
And you've yet to activate it.
No, I was going to, because I don't need anything in bulk, but I was going to use it for other things.
Yeah.
Because a coffin, stuff like that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, travel, buying cars.
Right, you can do
it. It has all that stuff.
Jewelry. Mm-hmm.
Jewelry, yeah.
I go in there yesterday, man. They had a six-pack of muffins. That
a six pack?
A six pack of muffins.
Only okay? six? Wow, that's not usually like them.
They were called half cakes.
Oh.
They were this friggin' big.
Yeah, they're massive.
Oh, unbelievable. Oh, I had to scoop up a couple of those. Grab those for the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I went in there yesterday. They have, and I love, the I'm not a gamer, but if I'm in a game, I like the old school games, like the Centipedes, Pac-Mans. They have the actual machines now.
For sale. They've had those sometimes. I mean, they come and go.
Yeah, but, they come and go, I guess.
But they're shorter. The only thing I don't like them is they're shorter and you have to put them on a stand.
Yeah.
Because Michelle bought one.
Mm. Oh, really?
She has one in her basement. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't
it? Yeah, it is cool.
I think it's really cool. But I've never seen them in there before, so it caught me off guard.
Yeah. Oh, did you play?
Yeah. I played Pac-Man.
Yeah.
I just played the Centipede.
Yeah.
Some other little kid was on it. I tried to edge him out.
But you couldn't.
No, he was like 10. I don't know.
You'll forget until you play how good you are at the Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
hers is Miss Pac-Man. And I forgot. Man, I was killer.
Isn't that a great game?
Yeah, it's a great game.
And Centipede is too. Although that little punk wouldn't
let Centipede
play.
I can't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard for me. But Miss Pac-Man, I'm all over it.
They had Puma outfits, the sweats.
The tracksuits.
$14.
Nice.
$14.
Sounds like it was a really big day at Costco for you yesterday. Are you going to go through everything that was at Costco?
I will tell you. The lines
So far, we got muffins, we got Pac-Man, and we have a tracksuit. Anything else?
Jamie, it doesn't take a lot to entertain me, okay? I'm a guy. I'm a little older. I'm married.
How many
kid.
Free samples did you get?
I didn't get any.
Oh.
A midweek is a bad time to go for free samples. That's a weekend deal.
Yeah.
They don't really spring those babies out on the weekdays.
I feel like every sample person, though, last time I went, I felt like they were all grumpy.
Yeah.
They were just all, like, they're older women that are just like, oh, my God, I have to make a living because I didn't save right for my retirement.
And they don't care if you want the sample or not.
Yeah, here, there just could take be some.
Now, if I was a drinker, man, they got some good alcohol deals, too.
Now we're down the alcohol line.
Wait till I get to the electronics.
Yeah, do the bread aisle. Or do the muffins count?
All right, I'm done. I will tell you what they do now, though, is they check your card when you go in now.
Oh, they do?
They used to not. Used to. You could walk into that place and flash a Bank of America card.
And they wouldn't even look.
They wouldn't even care. Because it's some 80-year-old lady, you know, watching in. You go in, and they don't care. But now they have a big setup where you have to scan your card. They're strict on it.
Now, did you get the hot dog meal?
No, the line was too long. Line was way too long.
Man.
So I wanted the hot dog, the soda, the whole thing.
Because they stayed the same price, right? Like they didn't.
Yeah,
for inflation.
Yeah, the wiener's still the same, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good. Great story.
Well,
yep.
Really have anything else.
Now, were you allowed to leave? Because the day before, you were yelled at by your wife. You weren't allowed to leave the contractor by himself.
No, I didn't leave yesterday.
Oh, and you didn't go to Costco till 6?
No, I went home. I went to Costco right after I left here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then he was there alone.
No, my father-in-law's there.
Oh, okay.
He comes over at like 7:30 in the morning. We have a contractor that comes to the house early in the morning. But my father-in-law, which is going to live in this space, is he comes over early in the morning.
I don't think he's
going to
live in that space.
He's going to visit every now and then.
There
and
you
this
go.
Space is in case he needs some free time from me and the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Nobody's going to live in this
nobody's,
place.
There's no exit.
No, there's no reason for somebody to live down there.
Yeah.
That's my place.
I mean, because that would be very dangerous if there was a fire or something.
It's BJ's.
Yeah.
BJ's.
Man cave. Yeah.
There you go. But he's there in the mornings.
Gotcha.
And so, I went straight to Costco from here. I don't know why I got that itch, but I did.
I don't know, but you sound like you're fading. We just started.
No, I'm not fading. I'm okay. I'm just realizing that the Costco talk's probably not all that great.
It's okay. Yesterday we had window washing talk, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the window washer was did that talk.
Yeah. So, I feel like that's fine late in the show, but when you crap out this early.
gonna be an uphill climb.
It's not a good sign. Yeah, I think at 9:20 when you go to the window washer,
yeah,
not a bad thing, not horrible, but could do better. But
right,
it's good, it works. But man, at
right
six,
out the gate,
6:30, and you're already into Costco.
That's all you got. It's gonna be a great show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, Jamie talks about everything on Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, are people sad about the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
Yeah,
they're right. Calling it the most boring show ever after it came back after how many years? It was like six or something. Yeah, after 6 year hiatus. So last night was the Victoria's Secret fashion show. It aired on Amazon Prime. It was at their flagship store in New York. And I guess it was just a total flop. People were upset about it because it was real, real woke. I guess there were some lovely transgender people and some plus size models. And they even had some PJs.
I got questions.
Yeah?
But I'm not sure they're appropriate.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, if you're packing down there,
yeah.
Okay, how do you wear those costumes, those the lingerie stuff?
Here, I'll show you a picture.
How do you do that?
Oh,
that answered my question.
Oh, yeah. I think you use Reynolds wrapper. I mean, not Reynolds wrapper, saran wrap.
Oh, saran.
Real tight around there.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, just tight. Yeah.
I can't believe I missed this. Was it on TV or do
it
we
It was
know?
On Amazon was Prime.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
Prime.
You just stream it.
Yep. Anyway.
Dang, I wish I'd known.
People said this thing was horrible. What happened to all the glitz? What happened to the performing, you know, because like they'd have performances and stuff. But Gigi Hadid, she opened the 2024 Victoria's Secret fashion show. But the people, they hated it. I mean, they literally hated it.
I thought Victoria's Secret, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I thought they were going to go back to their original, you know, slim models and all that. I thought they were going back to their
obviously not. So they were on a six-year hiatus. They wanted to have a more woke fashion show, if you will. They did have Tyra Banks close out the show. She had a big old bedazzled bra on. So
I think they were going to go back to the original format, but then at least I know when they first announced it, that's what it was perceived as being. But then they just didn't. They changed it up completely.
You faded as well. What happens? Both of you guys. You start out strong and then...
I felt like mine was better. All I asked was, how do you hide the package?
Right?
That's all I asked.
You start out strong, Carson, and then you just kind of mumbled.
I had faded because I thought I was asking the wrong question. I was faded
because you were scared.
To a point of lawsuit or something.
Fellow transgender model Alex Consani took the catwalk for the first time with their wings, I guess. So,
and it bombed.
Yeah, it did.
The audience.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Yep, so that's a shame, I guess. Everybody wanted it to be like it used to.
Go woke, go broke.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is that either way, they get a lot of kickback because, remember, everybody was too skinny. And they were, by the way.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were. I agree.
They all needed a sandwich.
Yeah.
The Crave burger.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But yeah. Anyway, Dancing with the Stars also had some controversy. I don't know how, but they did. But the Sports Illustrated model that was on there, what's her name? Anyway, Brooks. Her name is Brooks. She's a Sports Illustrated model. She's gorgeous. Well, she's been hooking up with her partner, Glib.
She has?
Yeah. How you can get sexy time with a guy named Glib? I don't know.
No, that's pretty common, isn't it?
It seems like there's always somebody.
That's a rumor, right?
Yeah. Mauricio hooked up with his partner. And then remember not a Backstreet Boy, whatever his name was. Everybody thought that they were hooking up. Yeah, there's always a couple that's suspect, but these two have been open about it.
You've got hours and hours of practice, rehearsal, and all of that. You're out there, you know, you're shimmying and you're grinding on each other. I mean, it's going to lead to something, right?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah. What do you mean, us?
I mean, you're always...
We don't grind.
We're grinding. We're shimming. I mean, something's going to happen.
You and I do not grind in the studio.
Something crazy's going to happen. I mean, it's bound to.
That's why I fade. Because if I continue on, this is what I get, okay?
Anyway, but people were thrilled because they were openly doing PDA.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
So that's why they got booted. See, I thought it was the opposite. When I read the story, I can't understand anything, it seems. I thought when I read it, I thought that they wanted them off the show because they didn't have that connection.
No, they did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and people thought it wasn't right. And so so the audience voted them off, which I don't know why everybody
keep,
was.
Yeah, why do you hate on that?
Keep them on.
I know. I thought it was great. Like, we'd find them, like, little places, like, macking out and stuff. But I think everybody was jealous.
You never know. You know, you got it on TV, and all of a sudden, he honks her. And
yeah. I mean, they were really sexual on the floor. That was great. I guess maybe he got, like, he popped a, popped
guess
a flag
what?
Or
guess
popped
what?
A wheelie.
I won't watch now.
Yeah.
That'll teach him.
That'll show him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was the Golden Bachelor on last night?
No.
Oh, when's it on?
It's on tonight, but I'm going to miss it.
Oh, why?
Because I got the Avs game.
Oh, it's the Avs are ruining your life.
Yeah.
Have they won yet?
No.
That was
0-3.
That was 0-3?
20 goals against in 3 games. I don't want to talk about it.
Wow, they suck.
They do suck.
Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, what a waste of season ticket money.
Thanks for digging that in there right now.
Just saying. You know, you could put that in a high-quality mutual fund.
Oh, it must be horrible to know that you're supporting a team that completely sucks.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you're, you know, pretty much avoiding your kid.
Yeah.
You know?
All of it.
I mean, your kid needs things.
Yeah, you know? Right? And
you're
college.
You're spending all that money, you know, on the Avs who can't win a game.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
How much are season tickets?
Thousands. Thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands. Thousands.
You don't know? Because what, your father-in-law bought him again?
No, we split him. We split him.
He doesn't know because his father-in-law did buy him.
He pays all the upfront costs, let's just say that.
So you don't know?
$10,000.
$10,000?
Yes.
For two?
Four.
Four? Oh, my
God. Creeper.
Oh, and they get so sick. I mean, because we had him. We split him with my husband's ex-wife and her husband. Yes. Even splitting him, I was like, do we have to go?
I'm with you.
It got so tedious. It was like, oh, my God.
You know, and I'm not a hockey fan, so I obviously wouldn't do it. But even sports I like, I couldn't do it.
To that many games.
Too much.
Yeah, they have a lot. How many home games? Like 5?
40.
Well, I mean, but this every run?
This week alone, they've had 4.
Yeah. That's a lot of games to go to.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Sorry, they suck. Moving on. See what you did, Schmidl? Oh, you made me be evil.
My bad.
Somebody said, BJ, go to a drag show and grow up.
I've been.
By the way, my friend Kylie went to a drag show. She said it was so much fun.
Yeah.
They did a brunch one. She said it was a blast.
I went to the one that's, you know, the clock tower downtown.
Yeah, I've been to that one.
You've been to that
long
one,
long time ago, yeah.
I think somebody was doing an impersonation of Cher in something else. I forgot. It was fabulous.
Cher.
Ooh, I loved
it. What did you just say?
Fabulous.
Wow, the only time you're going to say that word.
Yeah. I didn't mean to. It slipped.
Oh, my God.
Sorry
fabulous.
About that. It was fabulous.
So fabulous.
I really did enjoy it. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we should go again.
Is it still there?
I don't know if
there.
That one. I'll ask Kylie where she went.
There.
Yeah. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, yeah. Clint Eastwood's daughter. Her name is Francesca. I guess she was arrested for felony domestic violence. She is 31 years old. You know, you feel like with Clint Eastwood, he'd have like chill kids. I guess he doesn't.
No, you would think that he would have your rowdy, you know.
I don't know. I feel like Clint Eastwood now is just so...
Well, now he is, but he's known for his, you know...
He had an attitude. Yeah,
he's a baddie.
Well, Francesca, I guess she was driving around with her boyfriend. They got in a fight and she started hitting him and stuff. And he called the police while they were driving. They said, come over here to the Beverly Hills Police Department. He drove over there. The officers looked at all his injuries while she's in the car. This is awkward. And they arrested her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
No, you cannot be doing it.
You cannot be doing it.
She was released from custody with $50,000 bail. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.